She looked at the turtle, its shell gleaming with spray from the fountain. It is, isn't it? She started to smile, then stopped. You'll come back, won't you? You wouldn't dump me without at least... She shrugged one shoulder. The gesture made her look very young. Without at least saying goodbye? Never in life. And my business in yonder tower shouldn't take long. In fact, it was hardly business at all. Unless, that was, whoever was currently running the Tet Corporation had some with him. We have another place to go. And it's there Oi and I would take our leave of you.
Okay, she said,
and sat on the bench with the bumbler at her feet. The end of it was damp, and she was wearing a new pair of slacks bought in the same quick shopping run that had netted Roland's new shirt and jeans. But this didn't bother her. They would dry quickly on such a warm, sunny day, and she found she wanted to be near the turtle sculpture, to study its tiny, timeless black eyes while she listened to those sweet voices. She thought that would be very restful. It was not a word she usually thought of in connection with New York, but this was a very un-New York place, with its feel of quiet and peace. She thought she might bring David here, that if they could sit on this bench, he might hear the story of her missing 3 days without thinking her insane. Or too insane. Roland started away, moving easily, moving like a man who could walk for days and weeks without ever varying his pace. I wouldn't like to have him on my trail, she thought, and shivered a little at the idea. He reached the iron gate through which he would pass to the sidewalk, then turned to her once more. He spoke in a soft sing-song. See the turtle of enormous girth. On his shell he holds the earth. His thought is slow but always kind. He holds us all within his mind.